The conference will now begin.
Okay, hi. I don't know if anybody's listening or who's listening. And I don't know if you know if this works, but I'll try to say a few words. There are many, many, many words, thoughts, and feelings right now, but I want to say something very simple. I'm Mr. Simplest. It's always hard when we come to Sefer VaYikra. It's very hard for us to relate to the Karbanas and to the whole Seder Hayom. You know, for any one of us, it feels like we're just talking about a big Schlachthaus, you know, a slaughterhouse. And we really can't relate to it. Nevertheless, Chazal revealed to us that the whole tachlis of our becoming a people and our leaving Mitzrayim, as Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, is Tavdun es Elohim ala har hazeh. Tavdun. And Tavdun, Stam Avoida, means Avodas HaKarbonis. As it says, V'gam nekneinu yelichimonu kim mimenu nikach lavoid es Hashem, lavoid. And Stam Avoida means the Avod of Karbonis. So the whole tachlis of our becoming Hashem's people and the whole tachlis of leaving Mitzrayim was Ta'avdun, the Avoida of Karbonis. And we can't help but feel that it's strange that a person should take an animal and to shecht it, and it's a whole gory thing, and then it's a carbon, and this is somehow a gewaldige, gewaldige offering to Hashem. So what is that offering to Hashem? And what are we offering right now? And I believe that right now we're making many, many sacrifices. Whether we want to, we don't want to, we're making many sacrifices. There are people who right now are sacrificing much in terms of their panasa, not because there's a choice. They're making sacrifices with many, many things in life. But one thing that we're not giving up is our commitment to Torah Mitzvahs. And that's what the Pasuk says in the first parak of Vayikra, Pasuk Tes, that a carbon is an oila ishei rech nichoach l'Hashem. Ishei rech nichoach l'Hashem, a fire offering that gives off a pleasing aroma, a pleasing smell. With all of the craziness that's going on right now in our lives in the world, all of these sacrifices somehow are bringing forth a pleasant aroma, a beautiful smell. What is that smell? So Rashi says on the Pasuk, what does it mean? Yisher rech nichoach l'Hashem, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes. Rashi says, nichoach nachas ruach lefanai shamarti. The greatest nachas ruach that Hashem has is she'amarti. I've told you to live a certain life. I've told you that I want you to do certain things. And what I've asked you, you're keeping, you're sticking to. You're living according to my will, according to my ratzon. That's the meaning of a sacrifice. Whether it's in the Beis HaMikdash, or it's in your home, whatever that is, the whole tachlis of Yitzhak Yisrael was Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim, was to become Avde Hashem, to create this state of Avdus, to be Mushubodim, to be Shayachim, to be on a higher level bound to Him as servants and as children. That's the whole tachlis of leaving Mitzrayim, was to come to such a Madrega. And Mimela, we understand that to the degree that you and I are trying hard to stick to our commitments in this matzav that we're in right now. I mentioned last week the Meir Brachas, the 100 Brachas a day, to work so hard on making the 100 Brachas if we can and trying to have Kavanah by the 100 Brachas. The Baal HaRekech, who we know is a big Baal Ruach HaKadosh, and he had Gili Elio, the Baal HaRekech says, call him a Kavain B'Brachas. Then when you think about the Brachas that you're making, you have Kavanah, Kilu Hikriv Kol HaKarbanis. It's as if you have been makriv, it's as if you have brought all of the kavanas. Because what does that kavan mean? When you and I are making the brachas with everything in life, right now we're very restricted in terms of what we can do. We can't daven mitzibur. We can't participate in simchas. In the normal rhythm of our lives, there's so much that's being held back now. Even with shiurim and chavrusas, of course we're trying hard, but there's so much that we can do. But one thing that we can do more than ever before is to take a moment to stop and to think about every bracha that I make, that shahakal, that bari pri ha'adamah, the asher yotza, the Melech Mehula Batish Bracha is every single bracha that we're making, since Chazal revealed to us, as I spoke about last week, that there's nothing that's greater. Only the Ketores and the Brachas can stop a Megefa in such a way, can stop this crazy onslaught of a sickness. 100 Brachas, because the Bracha means a good Bracha. That a person says Be'emes with Kavana. When a person makes that Bracha, the Kavana means that he's stopping and he's remembering that he's an Eved Hashem. He's remembering that this food is a gift to him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's standing at that moment in the Beis HaMikdash, and he's giving an offering to Hashem. Hashem says that this is an Yishei Reach Nichoach. You should know that this has a pleasing aroma to me. It has a delicious, fragrant smell to me. Because you're not getting lost in your fears. You're not getting lost in anxiety over the future. You're remembering me. And there's nothing that's more powerful than the sacrifice of those 10 seconds to make a bracha with Kavana. I'm begging each and every one of you and myself to work on this during this time. We have the quiet a little bit and the presence of mind, and we're not running around, and we could say brachas in a different way than we've ever said them before. And in doing so, we can offer up a very, very pleasant aroma to Hashem, and we can be zeicher for Big Yeshua. I'll share with you just a little story that I was thinking about, because somebody sent me, one of the chevers sent me a beautiful, beautiful clip of Moshe Feinstein and his Rebbetzin. And I watched it so many times in the Moshe to see such a person. Moshe, Eved Hashem. And I saw, I remember the Moshe, that 45 years ago, there was a kvutza, there was a group of chassidim that finally came out of Russia, out of the Soviet Union, after spending many, many, many years behind the Iron Curtain, going through all kinds of unbelievable and the Zionists to remain Jews. And two of these Chabad Hasidim, two of these Lubavitch Hasidim were sent by the Rebbe. One's name was Yankel Neitek, and the other one was Ramotel Kozhliner. And these two Hasidim, Rabbi Yankel and Ramotel, were sent by the Lubavitch Rebbe to go give Shalom to the Gadol Hador, to go see Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, to introduce themselves to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. There's no question that the Rebbe, who was very close friend to Rabbi Moshe, wanted to give Rav Moshe Feinstein a certain kind of nachas ruach, that he knew that Rav Moshe would enjoy to meet these two real old-school, old-style Chabad Hasidim who went through everything in Russia and remained Jews. And sure enough, they came to Rav Moshe. Rav Yankel and Rav Motel came to Rav Moshe. And they came in the levush of the old Chabad Hasidim, and that levush with a cap and with a, you know, a certain kind of a Russian chassid, that levush. And they came to Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe saw them, this guru, the way that they looked with their beards and their lavush and so on. And he asked them, how long ago did you come from Russia? And they told him, he just came, whatever, it was like yesterday, the day before. And Rav Moshe knew very well the matzav in Russia, because he was a rav there at the time of the communists. And he was able to escape the Nazis, the communists and the Nazis. And Rav Moshe knew very, very well how difficult it was to hold on to the tzura of a Jew while being in that place, especially over so many years, that these two chassidim kept up with everything. And he asked them, could you explain to me, how did you keep Shabbos? How did you raise Jewish children behind the Iron Curtain in Russia? And Rabbi Yankel Notik said, these are the words in the Sefer, did we have a choice? And when Moshe heard those words, he began to sob, he began to cry. Now we need to understand, what is it that caused Rav Moshe Feinstein to sob, to cry, when he heard those words? Did he have a choice? What caused the Gadol Hador, Rav Moshe, to cry? Because many of us go through life where our Yiddishkeit is a tzefes, something which is extra, something which is in addition to working and family and entertainment and pleasure and eating and so on. We also have that additional responsibility of being Jews, of keeping Torah mitzvahs. But when they said to, when Rabbi Yankel said to Rav Moshe, he says, Rabbi, v'chi ha'isal and Abreira, is there any choice? He was saying that Rabbi, Yiddishkeit for us is not something that we do because it's extra. When it's something that's extra, then you have oynes rachmana patre. then if you can't, then what can you do? So right now we can't daven betzibur. We can't. We're not allowed to, and we can't. We can't daven together. But do we feel how difficult that is for us? Is it something which breaks our hearts? Is it something that we long to return to? It's true that Oynes Rachmana Patre, it's true that when you're an illness, you don't have to. So are we doubling up on the things that we can do right now? So Rav Yankel was saying to Rav Moshe that is that Yiddishkeit is not od davar. It's not something extra. It's not a tosef. As Rabbi, you're asking us, how did we keep Shabbos? You're asking us, how did we hold on to this sewer the way that we looked that we're Jews? How do we continue to daven? And how do we continue to keep Shabbos? Because there is no brayer. There is no choice. There is no choice because Yiddishkeit is life itself. It's life itself. It's life itself. And when a Jew has this, when a Jew lives his Yiddishkeit in such a way, is there any other choice? Is there any other way that I could live? There's no other way to live. So then a Jew makes those sacrifices that he has to, because there's no other way to live. And we don't see it as a sacrifice. We see it as the greatest honor and the greatest pleasure. And then Hashem smells that, and he says, ah, this is an ishei reach nichoach l'Hashem. This is a delight to me. This is the most pleasant odor, the most fragrant smell, when a Jew serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way. So he makes those sacrifices, but not because it breaks him or it's hard or he's miserable, but because there's no other way to live, only to be Jews. Hashem Yisbarach should help us that we should deserve Mr. Shem to come back to the Beis HaMikdash, to be able to bring him those offerings of the Beis HaMikdash, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to receive the Reach Nichoach, that pleasant smell of the Avodah and the Sivus Nefesh of the Am Yisrael. And we should be zeichet that through that, that this Gzeira will end, this Magefa will end, and we'll be able to return to Yerushalayim with the Blessed Amitish, Mehem Yomeinu Amen, V'Amen.